He said, I fear that the devil's going to try to trick you. I'm jealous over you. I'm concerned here that you could follow the wrong people. For, he says in verse 4, if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we've not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you've not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. I'm afraid that you're going to bear with false teachers. What does it mean to bear with someone? I mean, Paul said at the very beginning of the verse, or chapter, that is, would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly. If I say bear with me, it means what? Be patient with me. Hang in there, right? Stay with me. Bear with me. Put up with me. Be patient with me. Okay, you know what he's saying? I'm afraid that you're going to put up with another Jesus. I'm afraid you're going to put up with another gospel. I'm afraid you're going to put up with another spirit. Guess what? We shouldn't bear with those things. We shouldn't bear with that. So what are the three things? And this is, here's a three-point outline right here. He said, another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel, right? These are the three bad guys that Paul's afraid that they're going to get sucked in by. Who is another Jesus? Well, here's the thing. If you just have a guy that you call Jesus, that doesn't make him the Jesus of the Bible. The right Jesus is the Jesus of the Bible because he's the Word made flesh. So if he's the Word made flesh, he's the Jesus of the Bible. Amen? So basically, what you have out there are a lot of Hispanic people named Jesus, okay? And I'm not against you if you're here tonight and your name's Jesus, but you're not my Savior, okay? Well, just as much as Jesus down the street is not your Savior, just because people say that they believe in Jesus does not mean that they believe in the Jesus of the Bible. In fact, you'll even hear people say things like, well, the Jesus I believe in, and then they'll just make up things out of their own heart that aren't in the Bible. You know, the Jesus that I believe in is just tolerant of everything, and he's for homos and everything. You know, it's just like, well, that's a different Jesus. Or how about this? What about the Jesus of Islam? Is Jesus of Islam the same as Jesus of the Bible? No, because the Jesus of the Bible is the Son of God. The Jesus of Islam is not the Son of God. They believe that Jesus is just a prophet, not the Son of God. That's not the same Jesus, is it? Okay, what about the Jesus of Mormonism that's a created being? His brother's Lucifer. That's a different Jesus, okay? The Jesus of the Jehovah's Witnesses is not the Jesus of the Bible because he's Michael the Archangel, and he's not co-eternal with God the Father. He's a created being, okay? He's a lesser God. In fact, their Bible changes it where it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In their Bible that they've corrupted, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. A God? How many are there? There is only but one. So you can't have a God, all right? Just that, unless you have a false God. You know, the Bible talks about a God and gods, plural, but it's always false gods, which are demons, okay? When it comes to the true God, there's only one. So the Jesus of the Bible is the Son of God, okay? Also, the Oneness Pentecostals have another Jesus, right? They have a Jesus that's God the Father. They don't believe in the Trinity. They believe in modalism, and that's another Jesus. That's not the Jesus that's the Son of God, that's divine, that's co-eternal, that's the Creator. So we want to make sure we have the Jesus of the Bible, not the Jesus of liberal social justice warriors that say, well, the Jesus I believe in is for Bernie Sanders or whatever, you know. You know, that's not the Jesus of the Bible. And so we want to make sure that we have the biblical Jesus, not another Jesus. Amen? Okay. Then we also want to make sure that we don't receive another spirit. Now, there's the Holy Spirit, and then there's another spirit that could be received. This is a scary thing because the other spirit would be an unclean spirit. All throughout the Bible, we see people that are possessed of an unclean spirit or an unclean devil. They have a fallen demon that comes into them, and we don't want to have anything to do with those unfruitful works of darkness. And so we're to beware of another Jesus. We're to beware of another spirit.